Hello and welcome back to Techonomics. I am the host, Jason Middleton. If you like science fiction, there's a certain satisfaction that comes with the invention of new products that match their fictional version that happened earlier. There's a scene in Blade Runner, and you don't have to have seen it to get this idea. There's a scene where there's a giant room atop a pyramid of a building, and the room has a giant, stories-tall window. And as the scene progresses, the glass automatically tints to adjust to the setting sun and its bright light, like a shade being pulled down, only automatic. It's not just auto-tint, though, like your eyeglasses when you go outside. It's purposeful. It's triggered. That's what Kinestral, a smart glass company, does. With a smartphone app, or with your voice even, you can let in as much or as little light as you need. Now, usually, such smart tech is for commercial use, for buildings trying to earn that elusive but valuable green LEED engineering certification. Well, Kinestral does that, but it also is going to deliver to homes in the very near future as well. Here's my chat with a Kinestral executive about smart glass technology.
My name is Craig Henriksen, and I am the Director of Product Management at Kinestral.
Yeah, let's talk about Kinestral. Let's talk about core technologies, because it's very interesting, kind of fascinating, and it probably has a long future in front of it. But let's start at the beginning here. What's the core of Kinestral?
Sam was on the process side. Howard was on the chemistry side. When they got together, they said, you know what, this is something we could apply to a new problem. And one problem in the industry was this very notion of how do we control sun? And there had been people trying to do this, and it's this notion of different technologies out there. One of them was called electrochromic. And they said, you know, if we took this process here, we think we could apply it to this and really make some changes, really make some improvements that could hopefully fulfill the dream of being able to finally really control sun via the glass itself.
Right.
And that's exactly what they did. They set out to do, and that was their core mission, and they started in 2010. And the first couple of years were spent in the lab doing this combinatorial, like thousands of different permutations in parallel, trying to find the right one that would make it a technology that could do two things. And the two big problems they were trying to solve was, A, it needs to look like glass. So if you're looking to replace a window with some new technology, it needs to be clear. It needs to not have any unwanted colors or tints or anything like that.
Okay.
And it needs to switch fast enough that it's usable. And prior technologies that were suitable for exterior use, it would take a really long time, or it'd switch in strange patterns, maybe sort of an irisy type effect. And so Sam invented this process that allows for very fast switching, which was a mechanical processing of the glass itself. And then Howard came up with this chemistry that in its clear state really does look like glass. And when you combine them, you're able to change a normal piece of glass, what looks like a normal piece of glass, and on command tint it to block as much sun as you want. And so really what that allows you to do is have all the benefits of glass that we've come to enjoy, the views and the benefits of sun, but block out the unwanted ones, which are like glare. And if you have too much sun, you can't use your computer, or maybe it's damaging, or just sitting in front of it might be painful.
Yeah, no doubt. Craig, did you say if you tell the glass to get darker or more opaque, is it voice activated? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, well, this is the really cool part about it is every single one of, we just introduced our first product, which is called Halio, and it's really a system. I was focusing on the technology that's on the surface, but
right.
It's really a couple of different, there's four key components to it, and one is the glass, certainly, is the technology that actually does the tinting, but it's the control surface is the second one. We have some electronics that actually make up the backbone of that, and then we have a cloud interface as well. That's kind of the fourth pillar, if you will. And if you add all those together, what it enables us to do is we have a number of control options, including voice activation, and because we are a cloud-enabled system that has the ability to address every single piece of glass that has our technology on it, we can control them independently. You could have a simple light switch that just says, here I have a bank of windows overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge. I can hit this little switch in it, and I can tint anywhere from clear all the way down to less than 1% light transmission and anywhere in between. It also says, to your question there, was, Can you do voice activation? And because we have a cloud connection, we can interface with any of the leading voice-activated assistants.
I imagine you have commercial applications and residential applications for this, especially if we think about the tall glass buildings throughout San Francisco and everywhere else in every major metropolitan area right now. I imagine LEED certification kind of people might come at you for something like this.
You are exactly right. And I think you had a couple of interesting points in that one question there. The first is we've learned a couple things, which is really interesting when you invent something new. You think you have one idea of how you'd use it, and in the process you discover some new ones. Is the simplest way, we said this because of the clarity, because we think is a really beautiful product. We see residential as an opportunity. The commercial exterior is a great opportunity. As we've started going out and talking to architects, especially if you go into some of these more modern, the newer office buildings, and you know San Francisco is the easiest example because we're right here. But the idea of this open flow and the openness of letting the natural light pass through the whole building, lots of glass partitions, that was an interesting use case we hadn't really considered, but is really an interesting one for our product Helio. Mm-hmm. Is for interior partitions, which is it allows you to set up clear walls, which allows the natural light to permeate the whole building, gives you that great open feeling. But when you need a little more privacy, when you want to have a meeting or, you know, have a little bit more of an intimate conversation, you can on demand the whole wall or a portion of the wall. You can say, you know what, I'm going to tint this and give myself that environment I'm looking for.
I used to work in a newsroom that had a glass box in the middle. We'd have a daily meeting, and we'd have to close the shutters if we wanted to, like, say we wanted to review the photographs we were going to use in a slideshow or something. With this, we just have to say, okay, let's watch a slideshow or whatever. You activate it by voice, and then it would go dark in the middle of the room. It's fantastic. What's your go-to-market look like right now, and are you up to the pricing kind of level?
There are some other companies that have paved the way for us, so we're not the first, but we think we've really solved some of the issues that have kept that product from going mainstream. Mm-hmm. And so basically what we've announced is we've announced a couple things. First, we just announced the product itself, and we've been showing that off. We're ramping up this year, so towards the end of the year we'll be having our first official off-production installations with mass production geared up for 2018. So we'll be, you know, throughout the year we'll be announcing installations and early projects. We also announced, which we think is a big deal for this kind of thing, is some pretty key partnerships too. And one is we have partnered with one of the largest glass manufacturers in the world, Asahi Glass. You know, they get access to our technology. We get access to their vast expertise in the market. And together, we think we'll be able to ramp up very quickly in all the various regions of the world.
I don't know if you've ever seen Blade Runner, but listeners of this show know that it's my touchstone pretty much for everything science fiction-y that I've ever wanted to see happen. And what you're talking about, your technology is in Blade Runner. Are you familiar with the film?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been scouring Hollywood for these examples. It's interesting because this is something, it's not a new concept. It's something we've been wanting forever. And, you know, Blade Runner was, what, early 80s, 82 or something like that.
Right, yeah.
I mean, this is something that's been around. We said, boy, wouldn't it be great? You know, we love the sun until we don't.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if we could just say, you know what? Can you please just knock it off? And that is, that's kind of where we're at. And we like that notion of, you know, making science fiction science fact.
Right. Well, Craig, thanks so much for your time. Great product. And we're going to put links up on Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio and other places as well. Again, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That was Craig Henriksen. He's Director of Product Management of smart glass company Kinestral Technologies. In his prior gig, he was in charge of the Roomba for iRobot. He must have a very cool gadget-friendly home, I would imagine. Kinestral was built by a group of scientists who spent the past 6 years perfecting the chemistry, device physics, automated manufacturing, and cloud software behind Helio, its new product. It's a glass system that tints from completely clear to a range of 50 shades of gray, up to 99.9% dark in its darkest version, and it does it in 3 minutes. The smart glass industry as a sector is projected to be an $8.2 billion a year industry in just 5 years. Now, we dig new companies doing new things, but there are other players in this space. Another cool smart glass company is Glass Apps. They specialize in making interior conference rooms automatically opaque when people walk in for a meeting. Coming up after the break, we have a story on which frequent flyer programs are good, which are not, and why you may want to consider switching anyway. I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Please come on back.